Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Okay, so if you've got a few things you need to do before you settle in tonight, get it done early. AccuWeather says otherwise you'll need the heavy rain gear to maneuver tonight. Got a little system that's coming through, and it's threatening potential flooding. Meteorologist Kerry Swindenhammer here in the Weather Center with the particulars. Kerry, how long is this going to last?
You know, I think probably for the rest of the afternoon and the early part of tonight's going to be when we're going to see the steadiest and heaviest rain. It'll taper off probably after midnight, but nevertheless, we're going to be dealing with on and off rain and drizzle even for parts of the morning tomorrow as well before it tapers off to a stray afternoon shower. We get into a break tomorrow night into Friday. Nice weather on Friday, as a matter of fact, but another storm heads our way with plenty of rain and wind as we head into the weekend, Saturday especially. Larry?
Thank you, Kerry. Also today, folks, the Office of Emergency Management issuing that travel advisory, which means there is indeed the potential for ponding and flash flooding in the usual places. Don't chance it, folks. Stay off the road as much as you can. Get this thing through. Well, she told us earlier this week she was coming with it, and today she did. Governor Hochul introducing a pretty strong plan today, perhaps one of the strongest, aimed at cracking down on subway crimes. It includes a proposed bill that would allow judges to ban Billy Bad What's-His-Name from ever riding a train again if you're convicted of a subway-related crime. But that's not all. Juliet Papa says the governor is coming with boots.
Governor Hochul is putting 1,000 more boots underground to assist the NYPD with bag checks. 750 members of the National Guard and 250 state police.
You'll start seeing them at the tables, making sure that weapons are not being brought in.
The MTA's Jano Lieber supporting the governor's call for regular meetings between DAs and law enforcement to stop repeat offenders.
We need to have a collaboration with the DAs so they have that full information about the history of these people, the impact that they have had.
They say 1% of recidivists commit 20% of the crime. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Meantime, another update on that gruesome story we've been telling you about. Four people arrested in connection with the discovery of human remains in Suffolk yesterday. Well, it's causing a political debate tonight over the state's bail reform laws after they were all released without bail today. Yeah. Police arrested 44-year-old Stephen Brown, 38-year-old Jeffrey Mackey, 40-year-old Amanda Wallace, and 33-year-old Alexis Nevis. They're all charged with concealment of a human corpse, tampering with physical evidence, and hindering prosecution. Three of the four apparently live at the home in Amityville, where police executed a search warrant on Monday. All of them pleaded not guilty today and were released without bail, prompting swift backlash from both the Suffolk County DA and the county executive. In similar statements, they both slammed the changes to bail laws because charges related to mutilating and disposing corpses no longer bail eligible. Out of Queens, police say a priest, or at least a guy posing as one, is responsible for ripping off a real priest at a church in Hollis Hills. And now the archdiocese is checking to see if the fake father is the same guy who's been fleecing the flock at other churches around the country.
The suspect wanted for posing as a priest to steal from churches in California, Pennsylvania, and Texas has struck here now in New York. In fact, was at American Martyrs Church here in Bell Boulevard just before 12:30 Mass on Sunday. The man in his 50s wearing a dark suit befriended the pastor, ended up inside the rectory talking, and then stole $900 and fled. Here's John Quaglione from the Brooklyn Diocese.
I looked at the tuxless video. It's exactly what he was wearing Sunday in Bayside. And he has a method to his madness here, and it's hard to believe that this serial robber, I mean, this serial thief, has not been caught yet.
That photo is being distributed to all 180 parishes here in Brooklyn and Queens to be on the alert. Glenn Schock, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Bayside.
Tish James and 40 other states' attorneys general sent a letter to Mayor this week warning them to take a close look at their security measures following a recent increase in account takeovers. The scam involves a hacking someone's social media account and changing the password. Been a lot of that lately, and the New York AG's office got 128 complaints in January alone. People claiming somebody gained access to their private account. Ms. James says having somebody steal your social media account is like having some goon sneak into your house and change all the locks. Officials say the scams aren't really new to social media, but there's been a dramatic rise in the frequency, so they're telling these platforms to double-check their security protocols and upgrade if necessary. We're still following that investigation on Long Island into those body parts which were found last week near a pair of schools and parks. They arrested four people inside a house in Amityville yesterday. Well, today they were officially charged and being arraigned today with a laundry list of things, including concealment of a human corpse. Police believe the victims, a man and a woman, were dismembered at that house. Stephen Brown, Jeff Mackey, Amanda Wallace, and Alexis Nevis will all be arraigned today. Everybody except Nevis, who is listed as homeless, are from Amityville. In other news, on this Thursday, here's a pretty cool thing, or Wednesday, happening in Mineola. It says here, Spaghettini Pizza, I think I'm saying it right, says helping to get dogs adopted by putting their pictures on its box tops. Isn't that cool? Yeah, it's all part of a new grassroots pet adoption campaign. The founder of Pound Hounds Rescue says maybe somebody will see a picture of the animals, many of their vaccinations up to date, some of them already trained, and give them a forever home. Last year, the owner of Spaghettini started putting her restaurant specials taped to her takeout boxes. Wendy Grant says it worked so well, she figured, what the heck? Let's put adoptable dogs and cats on there to give them some exposure. You go, Miss Wendy. Good call. So she has teamed up now with several pet adoption agencies, which supply her with pictures and bios of the pets and a QR code. And now we'll just cross our fingers. That is such a neat idea. Love it. Coming up on 1010 Winds.
America!
The famous fountain outside the Bellagio in Vegas has gone to the birds. They've shut it down because of a rare bird that has decided to go on vacation right on the edge of the water's fountain. The yellow-billed loon is rare, and they don't want to disturb it. So now the question, is it a roll of the dice to keep the landmark fountain from dazzling? We'll have details when the news continues on 1010 Winds. Winds News Time, 209.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up your soft on the potty. This is most of roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice.
Hey, remember that Tuesday morning back in February when all the kids were told to stay home due to a snowstorm for remote learning, and when they tried to sign on, the system went kaput? Well, there's a big city council oversight hearing today to discuss the kaput and how to keep it from happening again. Newsman Mac Rosenberg is on it, joining us live now with the latest. Mac, what are you saying?
And Larry, this was the second time since the pandemic that city schools have had to go to remote learning. When you have a million kids trying to log on to one system at the same time, DOE Deputy Information Officer Scott Strickland says that can present problems.
All the allocated capacity was being used by our students and staff trying to log in, and they were seeing failures of students and staff not getting accurate responses.
He says the DOE had been preparing for a remote learning day as far back as October. So now the question is, how to avoid this problem in the future? Well, here's one idea.
Staggering start times on a remote learning day to distribute the peak load on the IBM user authentication service.
Now, the city uses IBM for their remote services, and on that day, IBM tried to expand the number of users that it could allow to log on at once. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in the newsroom.
And our thanks to you for that, Mac. Last week, we told you about a lady who was arrested for allegedly attacking a cellist performing at a subway station. Remember that? The guy sitting there playing his cello, entertaining people, and she just walks up randomly and whacks him over the head with a bottle. Well, now, cops say that same woman, 23-year-old Amira Hunter, arrested again for shoplifting. Live on 1010 Winds earlier today, Mayor Adams said this latest crime never should have happened, but judges says keep letting people back on the streets.
The woman who struck cello player in the head with a metal bottle, she was released on her own recognizance with outstanding bench warrants. And then, believe it or not, she just got arrested yesterday. for another crime.
Wow. Hunter was arrested yesterday for allegedly grabbing a bunch of stuff at the Nordstrom on West 57 and stuffing it into her handbag. She's charged now with petty larceny and criminal possession of stolen property. We'll see how long she stays in jail this time around. A legal battle on Long Island now over Nassau County's ban on transgender athletes. County Executive Bruce Blakeman going after Attorney General Tiss James in court after she issued a cease and desist order over the ban.
Blakeman, a Republican, said the AG's cease and desist order violates the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause.
We are adhering to federal law in protecting our women from being bullied, quite frankly, by biological males.
The plaintiff is a 16-year-old volleyball player and her parents, Janine and Mark Mullen, who thanked the county executive
for taking this important action to protect women's sports and the ability to participate on a fair and level playing field.
Letitia James' cease and desist order was to go into effect today. In a statement, she called Blakeman's executive order transphobic and a clear violation of New York's anti-discrimination laws. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola.
Also reacting today, the New York LGBTQ Network, which said Blakeman is just continuing his political stunt and illegal assault on the transgender community. Kids in Connecticut may soon be barred from getting their hands on those caffeine-packed energy drinks. Lawmakers considering a new bill that would prohibit the sale of energy drinks to anybody under 16. Stores would be required to ask for a valid driver's license, and if the customer can't come up with one, sorry, no energy drink for you. Drinks would be banned based on how much caffeine is in them. Anything that has 80 milligrams of caffeine or more per 9 fluid ounces would be included. If it passes, it would go into effect next year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.